As the talk of war with Iraq intensifies, U.S. military forces are waiting for the call to duty. Since the September 11th attacks, the Pentagon has speeded up deployments and increased the pace of training. For military families, there's a sense of apprehension as the U.S. prepares for action. We have two reports from member station KPBS in San Diego. The first from Russell Lewis.
Naval deployments are always difficult for military families, and the one a week and a half ago was no exception for some 8,000 sailors based in San Diego. An aircraft carrier and its battle group were leaving for six-month deployments to the Persian Gulf. On a Navy pier, dozens of family members, clutching signs and bundled up kids, gathered to say goodbye to loved ones aboard the destroyers Higgins and Milius. Deep within the 500-foot-long Milius, Chief Warrant Officer Tracy Wells was making final preparations before departing. She's a combat systems officer and has been in the Navy for 19 years. She has mixed feelings about leaving.
It's harder when you're married and you've got kids. A lot more people to leave behind, say goodbye to.
Wells says this deployment is tougher for her because she knows they might face a war with Iraq. She doesn't want her three children or husband to be worried, but her family is used to this. Wells is married to another sailor, Senior Chief Philip Wells. At their home just outside San Diego, he'll spend the next 6 months being a single dad. Wells has been in the Navy for 22 years. In a typical year, he'll only spend a total of 4 months with his wife.
Thick and thin is, as you say in your marriage vow, is taken to extremes in the military. There are some thick times and there are some very thin times. I mean, we've come close to saying goodbye to each other, but found our way back and figured out how to make it work.
About half of the nation's 1.4 million service members are married, and most have children. Fewer than 3% are like the Wells, married to someone else in the military. The Navy is accommodating. When she's out to sea, he's assigned to shore duty. Philip is able to communicate almost daily with his wife using email, but he limits what he tells her.
We try to be very careful about what we say to each other that the other one can't fix. There's no reason in being preoccupied on deployment with beating yourself up about, well, I would have done this, or I wished I was there to fix that, then you just get guilt-ridden with what you're doing, and that's not what we want to do.
The Navy has increased programs to make it easier for sailors and their families. At the Fleet and Family Support Center in San Diego, officials hold classes nearly every day on topics ranging from coping with stress to single-parent survival training and boot camps for new dads. The support center is one of several hundred around the world that cater to Navy families. Other military branches have similar programs. Teresa Masanko is a deployment specialist. She says the Navy's retention rate has improved in part because of these programs. She says as military families learn about the stress they're under, the more control they can have over the situation.
And that's the thing that escapes most military families. Somebody else other than us is deciding where we live, what mission we'll be on, how long we'll be separated. But if you can snatch back some of that control with information, then you feel better about the whole thing.
Back aboard the destroyer Milius, Chief Warrant Officer Tracy Wells says the Navy is a much better service to work for than 5 or 10 years ago.
The focus was completely on the mission. Now they understand that families are part of the mission and that to have a well-prepared force, you have to have that support at home and that the families are part of us. And we really focus on taking care of them now. It makes a huge difference.
But it's still not easy. As the Milius eases away from the pier, there are few dry eyes as moms, dads, and kids wave goodbye to their loved ones they won't see again for at least 6 months.
Say bye, Daddy.
Blow kisses.
Say bye.
Bye, Daddy.
For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.
Say bye.
Say we love you. We see you later.
Say bye-bye.